Hi, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased to be speaking with Cindy Sankey-Deemer. Cindy is the author, co-author of the original research CE article in our November issue, Primary Care Providers and Screening for Military Service and PTSD. Cindy is a nurse, family nurse practitioner at Penn Highlands Healthcare in Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania, and she wrote this with co-author Kristen Michelle Moeller, who was a nurse in the critical care department at Butler Memorial Hospital at the time of this article was written. So, Cindy, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. So the article, for just to recap for our readers, the research project was to determine whether primary care providers in the private sector are screening patients for military service and subsequent PTSD. And this survey was sent to primary care providers in a rural Pennsylvania region. And what the results showed was that only four of the 50 eligible respondents said they screen all their patients for military service. 20 reported screening none, and only two respondents, which is 4% of the total, screened all their patients who have served in the military for PTSD. 60% screened none of them. So, Cindy, before we talk a little bit about the article, tell me how you came Kristen came about to be writing this particular article.
It actually came about because Kristen and I were partners for our thesis project in our graduate program. And we really struggled to find something that both of us had common ground in. And after a long discussion, we both found that we had a common interest in veterans and our military servicemen and women. And we found that once we came to this conclusion and doing some research, we found that PTSD really goes undiagnosed for many reasons. So we thought we'd want to do more research onto why is it going undiagnosed and how many people are really screening their patients for their military status and subsequent PTSD.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, this is I was very pleased to get this because nowadays there are more and more veterans who are not receiving care through the Veterans Administration system. So more and more of them are receiving care in through private providers. So this is becoming a real issue, I think, to the point where I know the American Academy of Nursing has an initiative called Have You Ever Served, where they're trying to get all nurses, all providers, to ask that very question of all patients. So I think this is a great article, and it came at a great time. So, you know, I summarize for our listeners the main results of the study. Were you surprised by the results?
I was absolutely astonished by the results. Chris and I both live in rural areas of Pennsylvania, and the closest VA for my area is 45 minutes to an hour away. So the majority of patients that were military veterans in my area do see private practice.
Mm-hmm.
So to know that those veterans that I know personally may be suffering from something that we don't know about because they're not being screened is definitely concerning.
So no one ever asks the question.
Right.
I wonder when I hear things like that is that in areas where people are kind of part of the community and the providers are part of the community as opposed to perhaps a VA where it's more, it draws from a wider area and is less of a perhaps personal relationship among people who, you know, live with you in the community, whether that's almost a barrier that people are afraid to ask or feel that, you know, these are people they know in the community so they don't want to delve too deep. Do you think that's a part of it at all?
Unfortunately, my area wasn't great on the response end, and more of it came from Kristen's area. Mm-hmm. But I absolutely think that is definitely a barrier to veterans seeking care. They don't necessarily want the label of PTSD or any other sort of mental condition that may have been related to combat. And so they go to another or a close provider, like you said, in a small area, that may know someone who knows someone, and it may get out, and so they don't bring up their concerns.
So they don't bring up their concern, and then the provider isn't asking, so there's really no way for it to come out in a conversation. So I guess that does point to the kind of universal question of have you ever served in the military for all patients, so this way it's not just, you know, a stigma for military. Right. And that can lead into conversations. It's a good study, and I think I hope people will take from it, you know, that there needs to be screening. So what do you think, nurses? What do you hope they do take away from this?
The one big takeaway, I think, is the Have You Ever Served website is an excellent tool, and it offers pocket cards and posters for the nurses and providers to have in their offices or on hand for their patients.
Mm-hmm.
And as a nurse, it's not only the provider's responsibility, but it's also your responsibility because you're often doing the intake in the office. So I think one thing that needs to change is the electronic charting system, and that should be an automated question that pops up when the nurse is doing the intake.
Oh,
and then maybe even when the provider goes in and reviews the intake, it could pop up with another box that says, did you review this?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where a lot of things are getting missed, is we get so caught up in following our form on our electronic health record that we're not sometimes thinking out of the box of what we should be asking our patients.
Oh, that's a great point. And for people listening, the website that Sydney referred to for the Have You Ever Served initiative is www.haveyoeverserved.com. And there are resources and posters, and I guess the posters in the waiting room or clinic is good because it does say on the poster, tell your nurse if you or a family member have ever served in the military. So it will kind of prompt them if the provider fails to. So
right.
I think that's a good help. Well, Sydney, thank you so much for writing the article and for taking a few minutes to talk a little bit and provide a little bit of context for the article. And thanks again.
Thank you, Sean. I enjoyed this.